Freshman 1 is now done with. We've recapped the Freshman 1 division, and we're moving on to Sophomore 1. Sophomore 1 has been a great division all season. Extremely exciting to watch. So the way this worked was the top 4 teams made the Sophomore 1 division, and the bottom 3 teams play in the Sophomore 2 division. So, kicking things off, the way we're going to do this is the Musketeers beat Cosmetics 25-12 in the championship game, and I'll work my way backwards from there just so I can understand. So, championship game, Musketeers won. Congratulations to the Musketeers on a phenomenal, perfect season. But now let's go back to how they made it to the finals. The Musketeers beat the Wolverines pretty handily, 27-0. And that really came on the back of an all-round great game. Starting with George Sokos, completed 12 of 15 passes, 150 yards, 4 TDs. Essentially did just what he had to do. He didn't exert himself. He probably could have gone for an extra few TDs in this game, but he didn't need to kill his arm. He had a long day of football still ahead of him. And single-handedly, a favorite thing about this game is how well the Musketeers spread the ball. Look at this box score. If you have a second, just go take a look at this box score. So many receivers had so many receiving yards. Princeton Crickshank had a great season. 2 receptions, 35 yards, 1 TD. Good game, not video game numbers. Thomas Kefalinos, 3 catches. Second on the team in catches, 30 yards. Massimo Mufrage, for me, one of the best players in the division. Only 1 catch for 32 yards and a TD. He could easily have 6, but the Musketeers realize that they don't need to feed the ball into one player. They can spread it and have their offense working even better. Jordan Pinestri, their short yardage guy, sure hands. Well, sure hands, let me tell you. Went 4 for 4 on catches, 26 yards and a TD. Tristan Saltarelli, 2 catches, 22. Two catches on both his two targets, 18 yards and a TD. So just a really well-rounded defensive effort. Offensive effort. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. The defense was great too, but we're getting to that in a second. And I just love to see how well they spread the ball. On defense, it was great to see Maya DeFazio just, you know, taking the next step in her game. She's really stepped up big this season. She's always been a great tackler. She's finally added those interceptions to her game. She had in this game 2 tackles and an INT. That being said, the showstopper on defense is Frida Laguno. Their top defensive player, I probably think it is Frida Laguno. She's just an absolute force to be reckoned with as a rusher. She doesn't seem lightning quick, but somehow she's always at the quarterback in just a few steps, and she doesn't miss a tackle. Some rushers are a bit too fast. They come in and they blow past the quarterback. I've never seen Frida blow past the quarterback. She breaks down so well and pretty much traps the quarterback in, spreads her arms wide. She's tall. She's got a big wingspan. Circles up the QB. In this game, she produced 3 sacks, and you'll see in the championship game, she produced just as many, if not more. Massimo Mufrage also had a good game defense with 1 INT. The Wolverines, I was expecting them to be a bit better in this game. They've been one of my dark horse teams throughout the season. Unfortunately, Xavier Couture just didn't have the game he was hoping for at quarterback. And when you don't quite have the quarterback game on point, it's very hard to get anything else clicking offensively. So eventually the Musketeers went on to win this one 27-0. Now let's take a look and see how Cosmetic made it to the finals. Second, just switching over tabs. So Cosmetic beat APH 35-18 to clinch their seat in the finals. APH showed they've been all season long, led by Marcus D'Alessandro, who himself had a very good game, completed 14 of his 28 passes. So he's sitting right at the 50% completion mark, which is good, very respectable. Great in FPF juniors around the 60-62% completion mark, but no coach ever going to play in a 50% completion rate. 3 TDs. Only blemish on his record is 1 INT, but when you're facing off against a defense as good as Cosmetic, unfortunately, that's something that's not bound to happen, but more likely than not. On the other hand, Noah Sumita had a very similar game, 18 completions, 148 yards, 3 TDs. He made up for those few less rushing yards in the few less passing yards in the rushing department. Marcus ran one time for 10 yards, whereas Noah Sumita ran 4 times for a fantastic 63 yards and 2 scores. Something that also impressed me with Cosmetic in this game was their ability to convert on converts. That's a bit of a tongue twister there. Try that one 5 times fast. Anthony Marzigliano caught 2 one-point attempts. Alessandro DiPalato caught 2, and Justin Sumidaham caught one of his own. These are all one-point convert attempts, and that ultimately gave them an extra 5 points this game and really put it out of reach for APH2. The leading receiver on this night, they have a big 3 here, which really had a fantastic game. Justin Sumidaham went 7 for 8, 71 yards and a TD. Anthony Marzoliano caught all four of his targets thrown his way for 40 yards. And Luca Fonsato caught four of his five targets for 20 yards and a TD. Luca Fonsato is the player that knows from head out and looks towards when he needs a big clutch catch. He knows Luca's the kind of player to drop balls, and he's really their kind of clutch short yardage guy. Now, moving on, time for the finals. And I was expecting the Schlossberg Musketeers finals, to be honest with you. They've been the best team in the division all season long. And they played last week, and Rosemary made it very, very close with the Musketeers. I was lucky enough to watch this game. Well, watching scorekeeper half, we had a forfeit on the other field, so myself and the other scorekeeper, we each scorekept half the game. And in the first half, this was a very, very close game. In the first half, it was 12-12, but then the Musketeers started the second half of the ball, went on to score quickly, and Rosemary just never got things going in the second half. They scored 12 in the first half, 0 in the second half. The game finished 25-12 for the Musketeers. Again, impressive game by George Koutsoukos. 4 TDs seems to be his sweet point because he threw another 4 TDs in this game, 184 yards. Again, just absolutely on point. Now, I remember last game when I said Massimo Mufarrage only had one catch for 32 yards, which is surprising because he can go for 10 more. Well, look at what he did this game. 6 catches on 9 targets for 85 yards and a touchdown. Thomas Kefalinos, 2 catches, 48 yards and 1 TD. And one thing that's interesting is Princeton Cruikshank only had one reception on 5 targets, and this is something that's become a stereotypical now of the Rosemary defense. What they do is they take away your number one receiver and they force you to spread the ball to other people. And that's exactly what they did in this game. They forced the ball to someone other than Cruikshank. That prayer happened, unfortunately. Unfortunately for Rosemary, the Musketeers have Massimo Frage, Thomas Gafuinos, Jordan Pinestri, and there's a ton of talented receivers, so it's not the best strategy against this team specifically, and it didn't wind up working because Massimo Mufarrage had one heck of a game. That being said, for me, the finals MVP in this game for the Musketeers, it wasn't one of these big names. It wasn't George Koutsoukos. It wasn't Massimo Mufarrage. I'm not saying they didn't have great games. Don't get me wrong. They did. But for me, the finals MVP in the sophomore one division, the highest level of FPF we had this season, was Free Laguno. She was an absolute force to be reckoned with in this game. 2 tackles, a Herculean 5 sacks, and it's very possible Noah Semenahem is still having nightmares of her bearing down on him full speed, you know, just coming in. And frankly, Noah Semenahem is an extremely talented quarterback, very mobile, great at getting outside the pocket. I mean, if we look in this game, he was able to run for 32 yards. But when Frida Laguna was coming down, there's just nothing that she can do. He looked a bit like stuck in the pocket because she got there so quickly, and she doesn't let a quarterback make a move. He needs to throw the opposing quarterback needs to throw the ball immediately, or it's essentially too late. He needs to get into a rhythm and start playing like a, you know, a stereotypical drop back caster. Otherwise, Frida Laguno is absolutely going to destroy the opposing quarterback, and that's what she did in this game. The reason Rosemary didn't score any points in the second half is because her game came to another level, and she just shut down the entire Rosemary offense, which has been the best or second to best offense in this division. So really, the reason why this game wasn't closer and the reason the Musketeers won the championship was because of Frida Laguno. Congratulations. As for Rosemary, obviously their biggest issue was being sacked 5 times. They also did a good job spreading the ball. They had 5 receivers all over 20 yards receiving. Defensively, I love the fact that they were able to intercept George Koutsoukos once. It's not saying this happened very often this season, but Luca Fonsato was able to get his hands on an opposing ball and create a turnover. I think what they needed to do to win this game was get into a more of a rhythm offensively. Instead of Noah Somedhan being the dual threat scrambling quarterback that he is and that he's very good at, he needs to get into a bit of a drop back quarterback routine. His snapper, Justin Somedhan, has a great snap. He can snap the ball easily 7-8 yards behind him. So if Noah could have simply step back 1 step, 2 step drop, 3 step drop, and got into a rhythm hitting shorter and intermediate crossing routes, I think it would really have helped them avoid the pressure and the absolute nightmare of a rusher that was Frida Laguno. That being said, the Musketeers had a fantastic game. They had a fantastic season. They really ran away with the sophomore division, and congratulations to them on a very well-deserved championship.